This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we're talking about digital services that are important to you when you shop. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back to your messages and the results of our poll in just a few minutes. But first, we have a very interesting story about resume gaps.
Yes, and this has come from Fast Camino Comment. I'm sure this has affected a lot of people this year. And it's still makes sense whether it's this year or that year, explaining resume gaps, right? So what has happened? People have lost their jobs. I think like some of the things that you have to take into consideration is that know that you have done nothing wrong. Right.
Okay. Don't feel bad about it.
So layoffs, especially during this time, unfortunately, a normal occurrence. Most companies will not hold this against you. If you show an end date for your most recent employer anytime after March 2020, most recruiters or hiring managers are going to assume it was a COVID-19 related layoff. This could be a good time, actually. Right. Yeah. More so like if you're in hospitality, education, aviation or retail industries, that is the kind of thing. Now, what you need to do, though, is to update your work experience, and this is to include the comment that include bullet point under your most recent job. This bullet, you know, and this bullet point should be the first bullet point for your job to clearly explain your situation, summarizing that it could look like this: laid off due to a company-wide downsizing effort caused by COVID-19 pandemic. I don't think anybody would bat an eye or whatever the expression may be, right? When this when you put that up front,
yeah. So you should be the number one point there, right? So that, you know, they don't miss it,
right? So and also eliminates the possibility of employer thinking, well, you fired or you did you quit for some unknown reasons, right? The last thing you want is someone making negative assumptions about you without having the chance to respond. So put it up front there. The other thing is provide further detail in your cover letter. So another perfectly acceptable approach is to include nothing on your resume about the layoff and instead focus on providing this explanation in your cover letter. Your resume will include the updated dates of employment, something like June 2018 to May 2020 with no reference to layoff. Your cover letter, on the other hand, will explain the May 2020 end date. A subtle mention such as recently I was laid off due to a company-wide downsizing effort caused by COVID-19 will do the trick.
Right.
But also during this period, right, continue to develop and learn new skills. I think future employees will want to see that you have been active and productive. Even if it's clear that you were laid off, right, you'll have the occasional employer ask, what have you been doing since your layoff?
For sure, right? Yeah.
I can't be saying Netflix, right? most employers want to know that you've been keeping busy with something productive. This could be finishing the degree, earning a certification, or freelancing on the side, you know, to stay fresh. So you say, I've still been current and still trying to, you know, do some work. And if you've been freelancing, studying or advancing your skills with courses and certifications, this will make a great addition to your, you know, resume. They see that you've been busy, right? That you've been doing something. So add this information to your resume. And by doing so, you know, you'll eliminate the need to explain what you've been doing since you've been laid off.
Right. You know, I guess this is the time where this information is just really important to many people out there. So I think like the most important point is, you know, you've done nothing wrong. You know, this is the time, you know, everyone is facing challenging times as well. So, yeah, just be upfront about it, be transparent about it. And then you won't have to, like, they won't be making negative assumptions about what happened to you. If you can just come right out and say it. At the get-go.
If you're doing all these things on the side, a future employee say, well, at least she's been proactive. At least she's doing something, right? Or he or she is doing something. You know, so that's important for a future employer to see as well, right?
Right, agreed. We are asking you on the show today, which of these digital services is most important to you when shopping? Frida, shall we wrap up the poll?
We shall wrap up the poll with 57% at cashless payment options. Second, online, offline options, 33.9%. Social media support at 5%. And others at 4.1%.
Yes, and now we have several responses on Instagram to get through. We have a Chivi who says data security. That's a new one. We also have the real Real Madrid who says social media support if it's responsive, and of course cashless payments. And Root One Gen says cashless as well. Thank you everyone for your feedback. Of course, you know, our top story of the day was about digitalization misconceptions. And of course, then we moved on to that story about how the government plans to introduce a new e-commerce tax.
And we closed off with, you know, making sure, no, don't worry about your employment gaps, but there's a way to make yourself as attractive as possible.
Exactly. And right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. And on the grill this morning, Roshan spoke to Jagdish Mahapatra, I hope I said his name right, who is the managing director of CrowdStrike Asia. And that replay is happening right after the 1 p.m. bulletin. Frida and I will be back again same time tomorrow on Enterprise Biz Bytes. But till then, we're leaving you with Bleach with Hard to Kill. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. Thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.